Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 25th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version and today is a breath of fresh air because we're going over to the New Testament to read passages of Scripture where Jesus fulfills the prophecies that we've read over the last week. For example, today we're reading about Jesus as the king on the donkey. And on Friday we read of Zechariah 9 that the king would be one who rides on a donkey. So that's pretty exciting because Jesus is showing us that he is the fulfillment of the prophecy and he is the one to come to deliver the people as king. The title in my Bible says, Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This is a beautiful reminder of how humble and gentle our Savior is as he rides into Jerusalem for the final time on a donkey. And we say with the people as they shouted, Hosanna, which is a Hebrew expression meaning save. And it became an exclamation of praise. And so we say with the people, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As we pray together, I want to pray a general thanksgiving from the Book of Common Prayer. Will you pray with me? Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us in accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the truth of his word, and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.